The haze that's been lingering over the Upperland Canal for a day or so is likely from fires far away, meteorologists say. While it's not known for sure which fires are the cause of the smoky fog, officials agree that there is no immediate danger. Tuesday morning, residents in Haines and Skagway started noticing a haze hanging around in both communities, but it's not from fires close by. Sharon Alden, a meteorologist with the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center, says after examining satellite imagery and webcams, she can see the haze, but she can't quite figure out where it's coming from. There's currently a fire burning really hot in northern British Columbia, but it's more than 100 miles away, and the wind is blowing in the wrong direction for residents here to see or smell the effects, she says. There's a wildfire smoldering near Tokoe, too, but again, the wind is blowing in the wrong direction. The AICC map shows two tiny fires between Haines and Juneau, though one is reportedly extinguished and the other is a fraction of an acre in size. In short, Alden says she can't find a concrete source for the smoke. Down in Juneau, National Weather Service meteorologist David Levin says it's possible the smoke traveled from elsewhere in the state days ago and is just now settling here. He says the smoky haze has popped up on weather cameras around southeast.
We imagine it must be something that got picked up over the interior, or maybe over the Kenai, and got kind of translated over the Gulf over several days and is just now reaching here. So it's nothing that is directly coming from the interior or from the fires up in Canada, but best of our estimation, it's probably come over the Gulf, and it's just taken a couple of days to actually get here.
Levin says it's common for Southeast to get some forest fire smoke throughout the summer from across Alaska and northern Canada.
Not typical necessarily for it to come across the Gulf and to make that long trek from this, you know, coming in from the west. But yeah, you know, it's possible.
He says a recent high pressure system in the region helped bring the smoke here.
Anything that's kind of down near the surface, up to, you know, 4,000 feet or so, just kind of gets trapped down there. It can't rise up and disperse. So that's kind of the case. And then, you know, the westerly flow at the surface and over the lower levels, that just kind of, whatever is down there and is trapped, just kind of gets moved along with the wind flow.
Levin says there is no fire danger in the area and visibility is still good. So flights are not affected at this time. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.